Here's C.J., top of the key, works the dribble to the left, backs into the left corner, causes a switch over to Barry. Barry guarded by Van Leo, the smaller man. Barry dribbling to the baseline, 13-footer, he had a good look. Good! 94-90, Barry now is on a runaway tear. Now to Dickey on the right side, patient to Barry, top of the key, screen, jumper, two! 22-footer, got the screen from Ray, Dickey with a feed.
And, of course, the voice of Bill King, the voice of so many of the Bay Area teams over the years, is no longer with us and sadly has passed away this morning with clay complications, a pulmonary embolism. And joining us right now is a man who had the foresight to realize that this man could be great for Bay Area sports, and he brought him in to do the Warriors games many years ago when he was the owner of the Golden State Warriors. I'm talking, of course, about Franklin Muehle. Franklin, sorry that it's under these circumstances that you're joining us, but I do appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. When Hank Greenwald called me today and told me about Bill, my thoughts went to the last time I saw Bill was at his wife's memorial service about a year ago at the St. Francis Yacht Club. And the cross-section of people there that were paying their respects to Bill and to Nancy was remarkable. There were politicians and people from the theater and people from, of course, sports, all kinds of sports were there, of course. And Bill King had left his footprint on the Bay Area that day that he arrived here and came into my office and said he was looking for work.
What did you see in him?
What was that?
What did you
what
hear
did you
or see
in him?
Well, he was... I didn't know the man of many parts that he was, but he came with all kinds of credentials from his work in Peoria, and so it just happened at the time I was looking for an announcer for the Warriors, and little did I know of what a gem I had come across in Bill King. He was, as I say, he was a man of many parts. And he used his knowledge in a modest way, and yet he sprinkled it through his radio broadcast. And he did all of his broadcasts with such a passion. I know the passion sometimes led him down the road of different points of view from the referees, to the point that the then commissioner Walter Kennedy would be having a fit back there in the East, and of course there was no way of Walter Kennedy getting at Bill King, so any kind of any kind of fine he'd give Bill King would end up for me to be paying. I used to kid Bill. I said, "You go on. I've always believed in freedom of speech for the announcers, and so you're free to be as free as you want to, and I guess I'll continue paying your fine." So anyway, he was a fun to be with. You some of the you can tell from all the people who've been on about what a good boon companion he was on the road. He always knew the best restaurants to go to. You could just follow him, and wouldn't need a gourmet guide. So anyway, he's going to be missed in many many ways. And the people most who have come in late in his career and didn't know him during those glory days when he was such an important part of the sports picture, and I'm going to miss him a lot myself.
Franklin Muehle, former owner of the Golden State Warriors, joined Rod and Rick here on KNBR 680, the sports leader, and we're all reminiscing about the great career of Bill King, who is no longer with us, the amazing announcer. And, Franklin, I'm kind of curious. Did you ever get to a point with Bill, with all of the craziness that he did, especially his one tirade against Ed Rush, where you said, "Hey, Bill, enough is enough"?
Say that again.
Did you ever get to the point with him where he said enough is enough with his tirades against the officials, especially the one that he had with Ed Rush that was caught over the air?
No, I didn't. I that was one thing that I prided myself on. I said, "No, if you believe in what you're saying, I'll back you." I always believed that, and no, we've I was always able to I was always able to fend off Walter Kennedy.
Yeah, David Stern might be a different story nowadays.
Yeah, it probably would be. Anyway, it was it's hard for me to even talk about these old days, so I better let you go before you. I'll get a little bit teary-eyed here. So I'm going to miss him a lot, and as all of us will.
Franklin,
thank you for having me.
We appreciate the time, and we know the circumstances are difficult, so we will let you go. As there are a lot of people who we've had the pleasure of talking to today, Lon Simmons, Hank Greenwald, Ted Robinson, Greg Papa, and they're all cut from the same cloth, right, as Bill King. Bill was a completely unique individual, but they all feel a certain kinship to him, a certain brotherhood, or maybe even deeper than that. And obviously, Rick Franklin, finding Bill King, in essence, and bringing him on and bringing him into the Warrior family, and then you get a chance to meet him. And you and Bill have been talked about as possibly being kindred spirits. And as I said earlier, you know, local radio play-by-play guys are like family members to a lot of people, not just here in the Bay Area, but around the country. And for Bill King to be an integral part of the Warriors, the Raiders, and the A's, and, you know, therefore being an integral part of people's lives, this is a day that is sad for a lot of people, and I only knew Bill King a small amount. I had the pleasure of listening to him do A's games, but when I first got here, I was told that you should have heard him do basketball. You got to hear him do basketball, and then you.
Right, I'll tell you, you would have loved him.
But I've heard the tapes, and
but you would have loved him as a person. You see, because you're an intelligent guy, you would have loved being around him. That's why I spent the time that I spent and went to dinners and did things, because Bill was always interesting, intriguing. You never knew what was going to come out of his mouth. I just love being around the guy.
I got the chance to only talk to him a couple of times, and I've had him, you know, interviewed him, if you will, on the air more than I've actually talked to him. But, you know, that's why my first question to, or my first thought about Bill to Ted Robinson was how smart of a person he was. I mean, he truly was a Renaissance man. The last time that we had him on this show, which was maybe a month or so ago, he was talking about, you know, going to Russia and you know, just for the sake of knowledge. And, you know,
he was self-teaching himself how to speak Russian.
And I admire people who have a thirst for knowledge and who want to learn. And as we've heard, you know, various people say, from Lon Simmons to Hank Greenwald, that Bill was so prepared, and he was nuts about making sure he had all the available information, so when it was time for him to do his job, describe a sporting event to people here in the Bay Area on the radio, he had all the knowledge he could possibly get. And so for him to be that type of Renaissance man and to be so smart and to use the English language like a painter, you know, with the blank canvas in front of him, you know, as a guy who is in this business and standing on the shoulders of giants, you got to admire a person like Bill King, who was just damn good at everything he did in this business.
Yeah, he was really astonishing. And to be honest with you, I brought the story up about how I had asked him for the book and doing something. I would be so honored to be able to have that book, and I do hope that I get it, because that would be something that I would always have there as my memory of Bill King, because that was the finest season that I ever had as a player. Bill was an integral part of that. I have the good fortune of having the highlight stuff from him from that year when we won the championship, and to have his book, I really do hope that I get that, because that would mean a great deal to me to have that book. Rod and Rick are going to continue here on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.